Hello, and welcome to the Death Penalty Information Center's podcasts examining the status of the death penalty in each of the states. In this podcast, we will briefly discuss the history of the death penalty in New Jersey and some of the circumstances that led to its abolition. Between the 1600s and 1963, when the state last conducted an execution, 361 prisoners were put to death in New Jersey. The death penalty in the state was gradually restricted from when it achieved statehood in 1787 until the statute was nullified in 1972. That year's Supreme Court decision in Furman v. Georgia terminated all death penalty laws. Originally, the crime of murder in New Jersey was automatically punishable by death, either by hanging or burning. By the time the law was overturned by the Supreme Court, juries had discretion over whether or not to impose the penalty, with a narrower range of crimes being eligible for a death sentence. The death penalty in New Jersey was restored by the legislature in 1982. The New Jersey Supreme Court upheld the new law, but it blocked the executions of the first 28 people sentenced to death, finding misconduct by prosecutors or other constitutional errors in each case. Many New Jerseyans assumed that judges were intentionally blocking any implementation of capital punishment in the state. In response, voters approved an amendment to the state constitution in order to underscore their support for the death penalty. This amendment said, quote, "It is not cruel and unusual punishment to impose the death penalty on a person who has purposely or knowingly caused death if he committed the act himself or paid another to do it." Despite this amendment, the court continued to regularly overturn death sentences. 44 of the 60 capital sentences reviewed by the court were reversed. One New Jersey prosecutor commented, quote, "Since the enactment of the death penalty in 1982, there have been 228 capital murder trials. Juries returned a death sentence in 60, and we have only 9 defendants on death row." In 2004, a group called New Jerseyans for a Death Penalty Moratorium filed suit against the State Department of Corrections, challenging its execution protocol. The presiding court unanimously held that all executions should be stayed until the Department of Corrections demonstrated its ability to reverse the effects of a lethal drug if a condemned person should receive a last-minute stay, or showed that lethal drugs with reversible effects existed. The department was also required to justify its rules that created limited public access to executions. The court said that New Jerseyans might better be able to judge the ethics of capital punishment if, for example, an inmate could volunteer to have his execution filmed. Opposition to capital punishment simultaneously emerged in the legislature. One issue raised was the cost of the death penalty. A study showed the death penalty had cost New Jersey taxpayers over $250 million since 1983 without producing a single execution. This cost seemed especially high considering no executions were performed and, combined with other arguments against the death penalty, helped make a convincing case for abolition. Senator Raymond Lesniak argued, quote, "We shouldn't have the death penalty unless we're going to use it, and we shouldn't use it." In 2005, the legislature commissioned a study of the death penalty and imposed a moratorium on executions. It was signed into law by Acting Governor Richard Cody in 2006. The law resulted in the first moratorium on executions imposed by a state legislature in the country. The resulting New Jersey Death Penalty Study Commission held 5 public hearings. Experts, victims, exonerees, and the general public were invited to testify. Few witnesses spoke in favor of the death penalty. 12 of the 13 members of the commission concluded that the death penalty should be abolished and replaced by life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. The legislature responded with a death penalty abolition bill that passed both houses and was signed into law by Governor John Corzine in 2007. This made New Jersey the first state to legislatively abolish the death penalty since 1965. The day prior to abolition, the sentences of New Jersey's 8 death row inmates were commuted to life without parole. 3 of the primary leaders of the abolition bill, President of the Senate Richard Cody, Assemblyman Gordon Johnson, and Senator Lesniak, all had at one time supported capital punishment. Religious organizations and churches helped change many minds on the death penalty. The New Jersey Catholic Conference, in particular, helped create a grassroots movement that encouraged public officials to reevaluate the death penalty. The group New Jerseyans for Alternatives to the Death Penalty conducted hundreds of events in New Jersey churches in the early 2000s. Occasional proposals to reinstate the death penalty have not garnered much support. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Death Penalty Information Center podcast. For more information, visit deathpenaltyinfo.org.